I'm Janice Jenkins Tosto, and I am a relatively new Germantown resident. I've been living in Germantown for 2.5 years.
My name is Joyce Watson, also known as Wadia Saleh. I was born and raised in Germantown. I was born actually in Chestnut Hill Hospital. Back then, my name was Joyce Freeman.
Miss Wadia and I live in the King Manor Apartments on King Street, and we became fast friends when I moved to the apartments back in 2018. Miss Wadia will recall I was recovering from a terrible accident, and yes. I was using a walker at the time, and she immediately greeted me, embraced me. She had a smile for me every time I saw her, and I just appreciated her warmth. You are, you know, a walking testament to what a good neighbor is, or who a good neighbor is. One thing about
you, thank you.
I mean, you seem to know everyone in our complex. Anytime I'm talking to you, you and I can be talking, people are walking by, they're saying hi to you, you're saying hi to them. And yes. You seem to know everyone, and people trust you. They can tell you their secrets. They can tell you their problems. And one thing that I will say about you that I've said to you before, in all of our conversations, I have never, ever, ever heard you say a bad or negative thing about a neighbor. You never have an unkind word to say about anyone. And I so appreciate that in you. That's what a good neighbor is, someone who lifts other people up.
Thank you. Well, even as a child, people always talk to me. It's been like that all my life. And I just love people. I love talking to people, and for some reason, people that I may not even know share very, very personal things with me. And so I'm assuming that with me, it's a gift from God, and it just has been with me all my life. Now, being a good neighbor is just being kind to people, waving to people, hi, how you doing, have a nice day. And you never know what that person may be going through. And hopefully that greeting, you know, put a smile on their face or help them get through whatever it is they're getting through. My family has an extremely long history of the 200 block of DeVal Street. On DeVal Street, we were raised a real old-fashioned way. And DeVal Street back then was more like a family street. And I think I mentioned to Janice one time, the porches were used back then for sitting and gathering and being neighbors and, you know, taking turns going on each other's porches. But now it seems like the porches are used for storing items instead of, you know, people utilizing it. And back when they said it takes a village, that's the way we were raised on DeVal Street.